The impeachment of President Donald Trump is a very troubling thing, no matter how you look at it. And people do look at it differently. They approach it from different perspectives, and they come to very, very different conclusions. For example, on the one hand, many people have for years seen Trump as an evil person, a bigot, a liar, a scam artist, and so tend to see the accusations against him as entirely believable. And many are eager to accept them as true and see them as high crimes and misdemeanors. On the other hand, many people have come to see Trump as a flawed but heroic figure, sometimes crude and prone to hyperbole, but plain-spoken and a champion for the things that make America great. And so they tend to see all these accusations as exaggerations and fake news, a plot to overthrow their votes. And then there are still others who see the good and the bad in complete light of truth, and they make an entirely fair and just judgment, like you and me. Now, I'm not here tonight to talk about the impeachment, but I think now that I've got your attention, it's fascinating how people, good and bad, can approach the same objective reality in very different ways and come to very radically different conclusions. The same thing happens with Christmas. People clearly approach it from very different ways and so understand it completely differently. Some, for example, approach it from the perspective of materialism, consumerism, or simply personal satisfaction of desires, in the spirit of greed, avarice, envy. And so to them, Christmas winds up being all about the gifts and the fun, the immediate gratification. Others approach Christmas from the perspective of sentimentality, emotional feelings of love and belonging. And so Christmas is all about real but fading affection for family and friends, and a genuine but passing goodwill towards strangers and even enemies. And others still approach it from the perspective of altruism, giving to the less fortunate and those in need, either out of true generosity or out of guilt. And so Christmas becomes about one's annual acts of charity, charitable giving, and serving the poor, but lacking in true and lasting love that goes on to change lives, both the lives of the givers and the lives of the receivers. But for us, we must come at it from a whole different perspective. And that is what Advent is all about, coming at Christmas, approaching Christmas from the right perspective. Today's gospel, Jesus asks, "What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine garments? Then why did you go out? To see a prophet?" Advent is a time we ask why and what. Advent is about going out to see and what we are going to see and why we're going to see it. Advent is sort of the way we set our perspective on Christmas. It is how we approach Christmas. So that as Christians, Advent is a time of correcting our false understandings of Jesus and our wrong attitudes towards Jesus. Seeing that Jesus is not just one aspect of Christmas like Santa Claus. No, he is Christmas. And he's not just a cute little baby that stirs familial and human sentiment. He is the creator of the universe who condescended to strip himself of the glory of heaven to become a vulnerable little human baby, so that he could grow up and tell us all about God and about ourselves. He is the almighty author of life who took on a frail human life so that he could teach why he gave life and how he created life to be lived. And he is the supreme and only living God who alone is worthy of the worship and adoration of all creation. And yet he became a man so that he could offer a sacrifice to the Father by dying on the cross for our sins. And so Advent is a time to approach Jesus completely differently than anything else in our lives. A time to give and receive, yes, but first to receive what he gives us, himself, and to give him back ourselves. A time to love, but not a love that is merely superficial or sentimental, but to love with the love that Jesus gives us, his own perfect love. And so to love him with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to truly love our neighbor, not just ourselves, but to love one another as Jesus has loved us. A time to care for those in need, yes, but not just because it makes us feel good, but because we recognize that Jesus loves them as much as he loves us, and so we are delighted to share our love with them, because we love them. And none of this can be passing, but must be rooted in the eternal God who was born in time, and so this love must go on and on every moment of our lives, not just for a few days before, during, and after Christmas. Today is Gaudete Sunday, or Rejoice Sunday. And it sort of stands as a stark contrast to remind us that although all of Advent is a time of joy, it should also be a time of sadness. Again, this is not the perspective that most people have, but it must be ours, because while we rightly look forward with expectant joy for the celebration of Christmas, to really understand and appreciate what this joy is all about, we first need to understand not only what Jesus has done for us, but why we need him to do it for us, and why we are not worthy that he do it for us. And that is where we find the sorrow of Advent. Sorrow for our sins. Sorrow for the times we failed to love him, when he always loves us so much. Today's gospel, Jesus tells John the Baptist's disciples, he says, "The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are healed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them." And Advent, we realize that he's talking about us. We are spiritually blind. Too often, we don't see him who is the light of the world. We are spiritually lame. We do not walk with him who is the way, the truth, and the life. We are spiritually lepers and unclean. Too often, we walk or even wallow in the filth of the world. We are deaf. How many times have we failed to listen to the voice of Jesus and follow him? We are spiritually poor. As we store up riches and treasures of this world, but fail to store up the true treasures of heaven. And sometimes we're even spiritually dead, as we do all these things through deadly or mortal sin. And so Advent begins with sorrow, but sorrow filled with hope and so enlightened by joy. And some can ask, well, how do we do this? How can you have both joy and sorrow at the same time? Their answer is pretty simple, and it's really at the heart of Advent. Advent is forming ourselves in the perspective of one who is loved by Jesus and who loves him in return. And anyone who is truly loved, even on a human level, knows that only in true and deep love do you find the greatest joys and also the greatest sorrows in life. And so we feel sorrow because all too often, instead of loving Jesus, we've chosen to be spiritually blind, lame, unclean, deaf, poor, and even dead to Jesus. But at the same time, in spite of all that, we see him coming to us to heal us from all our sins and vices, to give us not just life, but life in abundance with him. Life is often all about perspective, about how we approach things. In this holy season, let us be careful not to approach Christmas from the wrong perspective, the perspective of so much of the world around us, of materialism or sentiment or even empty altruism. But rather, let us recognize and live Advent for what it truly is meant to be. The way we form the correct perspective about Christmas, the way we approach Christmas from the right direction. Remembering Jesus is what we go out to see, and Jesus is why we go out. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.